Sagt der Elige Mishnah weiter, Masechta Shviyas, Perik He, Mishnah Aleph. So when fruit appears on a tree, when it starts appearing on a tree, that's called Chanota. There's a machlokes Rishonim what exactly Chanota is. According to most Rishonim, fruits usually have a flower. It starts out with a flower, then the small peri begins to break through the flower. The flower like falls off. That's called Chanota. There's another shita, shita's Rambam. The Chanota means a third way of its path to become completely ripe. It's a third ripe already, but let's go with the first pshat. Chanota means it starts to sprout. So once you have Chanota during a Shemitah year, that peri has Kiddushas HaShemitah. And there are many halachas with Shemitah peris. Ask anyone who lives in Eretz Yisrael. You have to eat it in a regular way. You can't stamp, throw it away. Can't make business with it. You have to let everyone take it. Another halacha about Shemitah, which we'll soon learn much more about, is beer. You can only keep it in your house as long as there is enough of that same thing for the chayas on the field. Afterwards, you have to take it out. So a peri that starts to grow and gets ripe in 1 year makes things simpler as far as Shemitah is concerned. I know if it's a 6-year peri, it's not Shemitah. 7th year peri, it is Shemitah. 8th year peri, it's not Shemitah. 8th year meaning the first year of the next Shemitah cycle. The complication is when you have a fruit that starts out during Shemitah, but it doesn't ripen until after Shemitah. For example, Benois Shuach, Shvias Shalahin Shinia. Benois Shuach are kind of white figs. And from when they start growing until they're fully ripe, takes 3 years. They grow over 3 seasons. So if it started to grow during Shemitah, so you have the Shemitah year, the next year, which is the first year into the next cycle, and the next year, which is the 2nd year into the next cycle, and that's when they're finished. Zakta Mishnah, very interesting halacha. Benois Shuach, Shviya Shalahen, Shinia. I'm going to be careful how to touch the words here. If I go out and I see, here are my white figs. Now they became fully ripe. And now is 2 years into the next cycle after Shemitah. That means they started 3 years ago during Shemitah. So Benois Shuach, when it comes to Benois Shuach, Shviya Shalahen Shinia. If they ripen in the 2nd year after Shemitah passed, that means they're Shemitah peris. Because they started to grow during Shemitah. That was year number one. The first year into the next cycle is year number two, and then the 3rd year. Shein oisais l'shalishanim. They grow over 3 years. So don't be fooled by the fact that these Benois Shuach just got ripe now, and it's already 2 years into the next cycle. No, that means I have to look back 3 years and say that's when it started to have its chanot, and that was a Shemitah year. Rabbi Yehuda says, HaParsois, Shviya Shalhen Mitzoy Shviya. So what are Parsois? It's also a kind of a fig, says the Batanura. The Oruch it's mashma, it's a kind of a date. So with these, if you go out and you see, here are some Parsois that just ripened, and it's a year after Shemitah. That means Shemitah year plus this year, I have to go back 2 years. Sheheinoi says l'shteishon, and they grow over 2 years, that means it started to grow during the Shemitah year. Amrulai, so the Chachamim said to Rabbi Yehuda, no. Le Amru Ela Benois Shuach. This din, that it ripens after Shemitah, and we say, it's a Shemitah peri that's only by Benois Shuach, not by anything else. That's because the Chachamim hold that Benois Shuach does not get ripe the year after Shemitah. Some may, but most of them ripen the same year that they started to sprout. So if it ripened the next year, I assume it started to sprout the next year. It's only by Benois Shuach that takes 3 years to grow that I say, if this is the 2nd year of the Shemitah cycle and it ripened now, that's a simen that the Chanota was 3 years ago, and therefore I have to treat it like a Shemitah Peri.